Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, everybody. Daquan Young back with another episode of the Good Podcast. We back with the usual suspects, P-Jack, DJ, Shane, and Mike. It's a Christmas episode. We're gonna talk about some serious stuff. Keontae Johnson, medically induced coma. We've been talking about this stuff for the last two episodes since we returned. Is how reckless the NCAA is. These coaches have been. Prentice, I know you have really strong opinions on this. What do you think about this situation?
I think the NCAA got let off the hook because he's finally off the medical induced coma and he's talking and he's performing acts that they need him to do. But one, the biggest joke of the whole situation was, you know, this kid collapsed on the court and then you got players from Florida and Florida State devastated in tears and they continued the basketball game. Like that's strike one. That's ugly. And that's not being talked about enough. But two is, you know, now you finally starting to see the effects of if this is really going to be COVID and how it can shape how sports will play out. If you know, that supposedly he tested positive for COVID in the summer, and now, you know, the rumor was the Big Ten found out was COVID has effects to the heart, and if this caused him to collapse, I think athletes now will have to look at it and be like, is this really safe for me to go out here and continue playing, especially these college kids that, you know, that aren't getting paid, you know. So now you're not getting paid. They're using you to get millions, and now we're risking our life and we can actually pass away on the basketball court.
And the show must go on. Shane, what do you feel about – I mean, I already know what I'm going to get out of you, but go ahead.
I mean, I agree with everything P-Jack said. And, you know, on top of it, again, like – what people, this just goes back to COVID period. We do not know what the long-term effects are. We don't. Like, and it, like he said, they've found that people that they're calling the long haulers are having issues with the heart. So when you see a, you know, perfectly healthy, what is he, 19 year old collapse like that, nearly die. I mean, it looks like he's, you know, it's great news that he's looks like he's going to live and probably be okay. But like what are we doing here? Then they kept playing the game. And then I saw from, I think it was one of those dickheads, Goodman or Rothstein, one of those college basketball writers said, and I'm being dead serious when they said this, they asked the players if they wanted to play and they said yes. Players don't get to make that kind of decision. Like, so who's a fucking adult here? Step in, say, this game is canceled. Enough is enough. I mean, we cancel – how many games a day get canceled in this season to begin with? You have a kid that, at the time, they don't know if he's going to live or die. Hi. And, you know, they keep playing, and it's just like, what are we doing here? It's just – it's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's funny us being, like, well past the point of we know it's all about money, so – you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and these are kids that don't get paid. Like, yeah. I get it if, like, a football player is going to go out there and, you know, sign whatever he's got to sign, say, I need to make my money, I need to work, fine, that's your choice. 19-year-old that's not getting any money. You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely ridiculous.
DJ, pandemic, you in college. You got an opportunity to hoop. You taking it?
If it's going to get me to the league. So like, that's like, so if I'm like the 12th man, I don't know. But if I'm like one of the top players, then yeah, especially if they not like automatically saying that, I'm like a top pick and for me to opt out. But I mean, they do pay for your school. So then some guys be thinking about that too. Like, man, I ain't trying to take out no loan. So I'll be on the team. But I guess it just depends on me as a player.
So, I mean, that kind of hints to Shane's point. The responsibility should fall on the adults. and you shouldn't have to make these kids make that decision. But like, if, I mean, if you talking about making it to the league, like that's the reality for a lot of those players. Like it's NBA, NFL or bust to get out of their situation. So it's a funny dynamic that we are like, you're the main guy that says, you know, there's racism in the NFL. There's racism in everything that we do in every system. And, you know, that just kind of sucks.
The bad thing about it is he's projected to be a first round draft pick. So now if he has long term effects, now a team in the lottery, they're not going to take him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, what if he collapsed again? You know, he could be like that kid at
Baylor,
Little Marymount, you know, years ago, or the dude from Baylor, where now, you know, you lose your career because now you've developed a heart situation based off this virus. Then maybe he shouldn't have been playing in the first place.
And he probably, and the insurance probably won't cover. Like, I mean, if he don't make a full recovery, he probably asked out.
Yeah, and again, like, and then you have the people like the Clay Travises of the world immediately jumped in and said, well, you don't know that this is about, this is COVID related. That's the whole point. We don't know enough about COVID because it's still so new. So when you're finding these things in regular people, and then you see an athlete like that that's perfectly healthy, has no underlying conditions, collapse like that, and for all we know, he almost died. He was in a medically induced coma. I mean, and then you're just, it's just, what is it going to take? Like, I mean, the thing is, like, this should be a learning experience because a year from now, you know, college basketball, we're not going to probably be dealing with COVID anymore, luckily. But we're going to look back and say, holy shit, you guys just do not care about non-paid 18 and 19-year-old kids to just throw them out there and keep playing in the middle of the pandemic. It's insane.
Mike, you as a parent, would you pull your kid out if they were being forced to play?
Yeah, and like even though they're college kids, again, just the same point, it's like, man, I'm an adult, I'm a parent, like I probably helped you determine what school you was gonna go to. Hell yeah, I'm pulling them out. Like if he a blue chipper, if he going to the league, he gonna get to the league. You know what I'm saying? It sucks for their friends, guys. And like, I just think about, you know, somebody I got close to me, he was a friends guy. And them last couple games of them college tournaments and stuff, like, those were important for them guys. They didn't get to play. But on the flip side, it's like, man, like, in this life, man, you only get one life, man. Like, to get real deep, it's like, that shit's not worth it at all. And then, you know, again, like, Shane, you made some really good points, bro. Like you said, with the people who have had it, and are going through complications like the brain fog where they just confused all the time, like forgetting shit and having a long-term respiratory damage. It's just not worth it. So yeah, as a parent, nah, I wouldn't send my kid out there. And I mean, if he wanted to go out there on their own, I would want to support the decision. But this shit bigger than college sports, man.
I want to finish on that. I still think as a from a sports wide. If you look at the whole sports avenue, they're very lucky he didn't pass away.
Yeah.
Because if he did pass away, I think you would have saw a mass exodus of players in college hoops. I think you would have saw college football players say, or teams say, okay, after this week, we're done playing. No bowl games. You know, I think you would have saw some NFL players, you know, or, you know, NBA players as well come out and say, you know, we stand with him. We don't know how serious this is. If it's COVID related, and we're just going to shut it down. And I think I'm glad it didn't happen. I think everybody's glad it didn't happen, but we were this close that
I
it
think
did
we're
happen.
All waiting for it part. As an inevitability, which is, I guess it's not unfortunate. It's just the reality, man. It's like every league that started back up is very fortunate that nothing this serious has happen yet, because I mean that would be it should have been a major shift when everything shut down, but they just everybody forced it. They just put it through. And
it's because as Americans, man, we so damn selfish. Like we want our college football. We want our college basketball. Like I was devastated when college basketball got canceled. That's my favorite sport. I was devastated when the tournament got canceled. And that's when I always realized, I also realized how real this shit really is. Yeah. If you cancel the NCAA tournament and there ain't no war going on, this shit is serious.
This country, okay.
It sucks that something drastic has to happen for us to make mindful decisions as a nation and just as organizations. It sucks that somebody has to die, somebody has to get really sick or something like that has to happen to close up. It sucks.
This country, I just think we practice individuality now more, man. Everybody for themselves. So, like, the idea of community, white people, they just said, fuck community. We gonna put y'all against each other. You got to fight each other to get out. That's it.
Yeah, you unpaid 18-year-olds got to entertain me.
Yeah, that's it. Getting to the college football playoff. I seen P-Jack, you weren't really happy about this at all. Tell me where they messed up.
The whole shit's a joke, man. It's the problem that I have is you sit back and I've watched Cincinnati twice this year. I'm not fond of Cincinnati. I don't want to see Cincinnati in the top four. I don't keep them far away from the playoff. But you get 2 weeks in a row where you don't play because of COVID, and yet two teams have jumped you with multiple losses. Like, the committee has once again told you, I don't give a damn who you are. We will snub you. We will put in the four teams that we feel we can market and make the most money on, and that's what it's going to be. Florida, you throw a shoe, you lose a game, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, you're done. I don't want to see them fucking losers. But I don't want to see Texas A&M either. So I guess best case scenario is Notre Dame loses to Clemson and all four teams still get in. And we just have what we have. But I hope somebody – it's – like I said, it's either – in my – I would like to not see Notre Dame, but I can't justify Iowa State. I can't justify Cincinnati, Florida. I don't know. Just keep the four we got and keep it.
What's your four?
Well, from my eyes, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson with Trevor Lawrence – and are the best three teams in the country. Notre Dame took care of what they needed to take care of, so I'm not going to, reject their resume. So they would be that fourth team that would be in the playoff.
Mike.
Same top four. Prentice, it's crazy that dude threw that shoe right around the anniversary of dude throwing the shoe at President George W. Bush. So I thought that shit was, like, very ironic that happened. Same sentiments, though, man. Again, I talked about Cincinnati. One of my old students is there. So, it'd be great to see them shake shit up and see him get that college football playoff experience. He already a conference champ and a bowl champ. But, yeah, man, same top four as you. I noticed you threw an asterisk in that, old Prentice, with Clemson with Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah. Interesting what you think about Clemson without Trevor Lawrence. And we can say that for another time, but yeah, I want to see the Bama matchup. I don't think Bama's losing. I definitely want to see we're gonna see Clemson and D, but I want to see I think it's gonna be Clemson and Bama again. Hopefully we get that again. We missed it last year, but yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, them top four. I don't think it's gonna be anybody that shakes it up. It's gonna be some heads rolling. If so, I think though, and like you said, Prentice, it's about that cash. So, you get Bama, Ohio State, you good. You get Bama, Clemson, you good. You get Notre Dame and anybody, you good. Which you're not gonna get Notre Dame and anybody, but yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
DJ, you good with the college football rankings?
Yeah, man. Like Prince said, it's gonna be the same. Like, I think even if Clemson lose, which I think that they won't, it's still going to be the top four. They want to keep the teams that's going to make the most money, that looks the best for college football. And you could make a case for, number 5, 6, and 7, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, we are under the grips of capital. Like, everybody's so defeated and shit.
No, man, like this pandemic has shown you, like, it don't matter. Like, everything – It's about money.
Everything. Like,
people dying. They don't care. They trying to release a STEMI for $600. Like, what the hell is that? Like, other countries are back to normal. This country just still like trashing it up. Like, it don't matter.
It's trash here. Like, America is trash.
Yeah.
Shane, you happy with the college football playoff?
I really don't give a shit. I mean, we're just making this whole. We're making this whole season up as we go, right? Fuck it. Give me Ohio. Okay, give me Ohio State, Bama, Clemson, and then throw Brian Kelly and Notre Dame in there to get their asses kicked against one of the three of them one more time. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, those teams behind them. Iowa State lost to who they lose with? Louisiana.
They lost to Kansas State, right? Early this year.
They lost to Louisiana, Lafayette. Lost to Lafayette, and is that it?
I don't know why I feel like they lost to Kansas State when Kansas State was acting like they was a good team. I might be wrong about that.
I don't know, but it's going to be those four. Even if I think Clemson, like DJ said, I think Clemson's going to beat Notre Dame Saturday, and then they'll just make up some order like they do because they just make shit up all season.
I mean, hey man. Whatever works.
It's the dumbest shit we've been a part of in this whole season's a farce. I really want to see Alabama Ohio State. That's the game I really, really want to see, whether it happens in the semis or whether it's in the championship. I think they're the two best teams. So give me that. That'll be a track meet and two well coached teams. That'll be fun.
Let me ask you this, Shane. If they do get that matchup and Ohio State wins, what does that do for Justin Fields' stock?
I don't think Justin Fields' stock is set in stone. He's the second quarterback behind Lawrence. Yeah, he's going to be the second quarterback taken behind Lawrence. I mean, there's nothing he's going to do to go ahead of Lawrence. And I'm not buying any of the that fucking Mormon kid from BYU jumping him.
Hey, he made me a lot of money this year, man.
He's a good Zach player. Wilson. He's a good player, but he's not gonna get picked ahead of Field. Yeah. Even though
I agree.
I ain't buying his draft pick either, but he made me a lot of money this year, so I love him.
What do you think of Justin Fields' ceiling?
Me?
Yeah.
You know what? I like him, but it's hard to judge Ohio State quarterbacks. It really is. Like, there's been guys like that just have been so good there. But that just haven't panned out in the pros.
Who's the last successful?
Are they just really good wide receivers in the pros? That's really it.
Great.
I don't know. Who is the last?
Troy Smith wasn't on shit.
Who is the JT kid that Barrett, said, I didn't come here to Cardale play Smith. Cardale Jones?
I think Cardale Williams still got a jersey. I'm not sure. The last time I checked, he was on Chargers.
He was in the XFL last, I remember.
And it looks like Haskins is not going to last long.
Unfortunately, they don't want him.
So. Maybe he gets his chance somewhere else, but I mean, I don't know. But I think Fields is different because he's like more athletic. He can run too. Like, Cardale Jones wasn't much of a runner. Haskins wasn't much of a runner. They weren't overly athletic.
JT Barrett in the league.
Justin, who?
JT Barrett.
He's probably selling insurance somewhere.
Hey, JT Barrett, I know you listening to this shit. You blocked me on Twitter 4 years ago because I told you I had your back, even though you ain't getting picked up right away. But you know what? Fuck you, though.
Here you go. Mike versus JT Barrett at Twitter Mania. Man, it's the holiday season. We're not going to get into that. We're all about love and spreading the wealth. And, go talk some NBA. James Harden showed up last night.
And, talking about love and spreading wealth.
he was looking like Prentice Harden.
let's not insult him too bad. I mean, that's a little bit much.
Who am I insulting?
Damn!
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Put that nigga in the dirt.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
No, I think the best P-Jack, the best like lookalike that I ever came up with him was Mo from Smart Guy.
Mo from Smart Guy.
Popeye. The Popeye's video.
That shit had the feel.
It was the best.
Mo was undefeated.
John Wall said he wants to have time to mesh with James Harden. How long until they trade James Harden?
Maybe like the first of the year. I mean, probably like sometime in January, because it's not gonna work. James pretty much is checked out. But the best thing is they was like, man, like what was you doing in Atlanta and Vegas? He was like, man, I was training. I was like, man, I would love to be on that train regimen. Like, man, that's great, man. Like,
boy, was James Harden everything. Like,
yeah, like he's so fat, but he's so good, and that they can't say nothing. And then they was talking about him like jumping on private jets, him coming to the weight room late, him checking into film study late, him just taking days off, or they'll stay in like Miami extra day because he want to kick it, and then whatever. I was like, I mean, what you gonna say? Because people still can't stop him. Like, he's so fat, and I don't like James Harden, but I mean, he'll put up 30 by doing all that traveling and doing all that flopping that he do. But he'll put up 30, and the Rockets is not in the position to be like, no, let's like tell him about himself or whatever. Like, no, like I don't know when they're gonna trade him, but I'm guessing probably sometime next month. Like, they got to, and the stuff that they asking for from the teams, it's like, bro, y'all not gonna get like the Anthony Davis trade that y'all think y'all are, because of, you know, like, it's not like one particular team that he like, yeah, I'm gonna go here. Like, you're not gonna get that. So they need to just take the best pieces, put together the best package, and go about their business.
Prentice.
Because it's not gonna work.
I just wonder why you think that. Because if we being real, fat or not, he's still one of the top five players in the league. So ultimately, they should be able to ask for anything that they want and almost get it back in return. Now,
because,
you know, telling
teams like he's limited where he's saying or whatever, and then they ask they ask him for like four or five players plus the next 3 years picks or something crazy. And then now if they want to gut the Nets, I say do it, because based on the teams that I'm hearing, the Nets have the best potential pieces. Like, you're not getting nothing from the 76ers. You're not getting nothing from, I can't think of the other team, but like, where are they getting this young talent that's like a borderline all-star plus all these pieces and all these picks? Some of these teams don't even get picks because they traded them. So like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, when they was talking about the Davis trade, it was like, well, I mean, you've seen what LA had. And so it was like, okay, that might be decent. But like, some of these other teams, like, I don't know where all these almost, you know, borderline all-star type of talents. Yeah, like, I just
I also think the difference with the Anthony Davis trade was, regardless of what New Orleans did, they was losing Anthony Davis regardless. And he was going to end up in L.A. regardless, where Houston, like, they still have his rights for the next 3 years. So, you know, he don't have much leverage. So he naming teams New Jersey and Milwaukee. Like, them teams don't have anything to offer. Miami possibly could, but
James Harden's also 4 years older than Anthony Davis. James Harden's 31. Like, we don't know how much longer he's going to be a top player like this, especially for somebody like that who has, you know, questionable work ethic, clearly doesn't take care of his body. I mean, that's a, you know, teams look at that. They're not just going to give you, like, they're not going to throw everything at Houston for James Harden for, you know, reasons we just said. Anthony Davis was totally different. I mean, the Lakers knew.
I think you will, because you know what you're getting from him. I mean, you know, no different from Shaq. Shaq didn't, that fat, lazy fuck didn't care. He came in out of shape.
Oh, that's completely different.
I mean, it is, but James Harden failed.
We ain't going to do that.
No, come on now. Shaq, one of my favorite players of all time. What I'm saying is, just the impact that he brings to the basketball court. I think what's hurting Harden is his style of play don't fit with most teams. And I think that's the problem.
Why would you leverage everything for a player that we've seen fail in the postseason, show work ethic that's out of control, and look how he showed up. Like, at what point do you say that, man, James Harden needs – like DJ said, they're not going to tell him about himself. And that's 100% of the issues that, like, I think this is the first time that he's heard no. And why would you give him anything? Like, yeah. Chuck, what has he proven for you to continue to invest in him and to have him as the leader in your franchise?
And a 31-year-old is not just going to up and change his attitude tomorrow.
This is who he is.
That whole thing with him and Chris Paul not working, like, you know, people just kind of assumed, like, because, you know, Chris Paul is kind of a dick in certain ways.
People just kind of assumed it was Chris Paul.
But, I mean, I think we're starting to realize more and more, like, it's Harden's the one that has problems with people. And I'm not questioning, like, what he is as a player right now. I'm not at all. But, I mean, I could totally understand a team just kind of sitting back like, yeah, I'm going to let that be somebody else's problem. I'm not going to mortgage my whole future, you know, for this guy. Especially now when they know that, you know, Houston's owner is in a big-time financial issues. So, like, he's going to have to probably get rid of Harden for a lot less than his market value. So teams are just going to kind of sit back and wait and try and, you know,
wait it out.
See what happens.
They got 2 years to get him. Yeah. I don't know. Do they get any draft picks? Because shit, Sam Presti might put something together for him.
Draft picks? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I read that. You read that article today, or DJ mentioned it, just about him waiting to get his COVID test during film session. Like, he not serious. It's unserious. Basketball, man. He a dog. He'll walk up. He can walk off the bus and drop 40, but you're not gonna win.
True, but we also have to. In the world of basketball, listen, hear me out. In the world of basketball, we criticize guys who take the money, and they put themselves in the position where they don't go after a championship. So now Harden is saying, okay, I failed with Chris Paul. I failed with Russ. I'm done with Houston. I don't want to be here no more. I want to go to a contender where I can spend the rest of my prime in a championship organization when I can try to win a championship. And when that organization fires Morey, you fire the coach, they have no direction whatsoever. You bring in DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall coming off gruesome injuries to be his sidekicks. Yeah, I'm coming in fat and out of shape too. Fuck that. I'm at home eating Oreos, depressed that these the niggas I got to play with.
No. If you Harden, you in the strip club. You in
He in the strip club. Atlanta. Yeah, no doubt.
See, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, I don't think anybody's really criticizing him for wanting out of Houston. I mean, they're a sinking ship. I understand him wanting to get out of there, but the way he's going about it is turning teams off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all there is to it.
Yeah, that's what I think. The stuff he's doing is.
I haven't read the article that y'all talking about. I'm just going off face value of
it's pretty wild. I mean, it's pretty wild.
I mean, like that, but that was supposed to like stay like with the team. So what James can do is just control what is happening now. Now, if you're not supposed to be with your team. Or no, you're supposed to be with your team, and then you in every city like publicly partying. That looks like you just doing whatever because we're in a full pandemic. So I think that teams is thinking like, well, is he going to be committed to us? Will he come in and change the style that we have and like, you know, kill our team? Because they're talking about like everything that he did. And then once they posted that article, it was talking about him one time coming to film study. He's the only one not there. Russell Westbrook got mad and said, man, start without him. And then so then now it's that too, on top of him publicly just doing dumb stuff. Just go hoop and whatever. But he was partying, kicking it. And then I think that's kind of where teams get leery with, even though, like we said, he's a top five player, great scorer, future Hall of Famer, all that good stuff. But he's going to need like another star. And will he come and play with that star at a high level? Because he didn't just have like three stars in Houston, and for whatever reason it didn't work. You up 3-1 against the Warriors, y'all don't close it out. You constantly going to the second round. Y'all never been to the Western Conference Finals, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I think is more of the issue.
Well, you go to Houston, he get the organization handed to him. Here's the keys to organization. Drive this bitch. Take this to as far as you can go. But he's never had that guy. Maybe Trevor Ariza, maybe Chris Paul a little bit. But he's never had that guy where, you know, that 12th man, that 11th man that we laugh at. Like, man, why is this nigga still in the league? He trash. But you know he's the leader to where he can pull a Harden to the side and tell him, like, bro, we need you here. You the face, and I don't think he's had that. And
why would you need that?
Like, I don't want to. I don't want to continue. What do you mean? Every team, yeah.
Why would you need that? Yeah.
What you mean? Why would he?
You how many the Lakers start, down the Lakers. How many start? So you do you think that Steph Curry need that, or Jamal Murray, or guys that's actually serious about winning? Like, why would you need?
You don't think that those teams have that?
I think they don't need it. He grown as hell.
Yeah. 31, bro. He's not anymore.
You kind of see, like, they was in position to win the finals. Like, they would have beat the Cavaliers, and they just didn't. And it was partly because
you think so?
Is it? Hell yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
You think the Rockets would have lost to the Cavs?
It would have been a hell of a series.
I think it would have been a way better series, but I don't think they was losing.
I'm not saying you're wrong. You know what? I never really thought of that. That's a good question.
The Rockets streaky, man. Like, when they cold, they just cold. And then Bron found a way to win when your best player is not playing at his best. Then Bron found a way to win. So, like,
I don't know if they would have got Chris Paul.
You can't depend on Chris Paul.
He hurt his hamstring, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So then
that's a good what if. That's a good what if.
It is. No Chris Paul. They're not beating.
Yeah.
I'm going to explore that.
Hey, can I make a disclaimer real quick? Because I don't want to get cooked on this. I am by no means a James Harden fan. I don't care about that fat ass nigga. And I was not comparing him to Shaq. I was talking about a work ethic. That's it. That's all I got.
You said Shaq. Yeah, Shaq was fat, but Shaq also dropped Stephen Wilfredue and pushed that nigga down, and then he get home. Oh man, we about to put your ass in the dirt.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Chill out. Come on.
I'm really ashamed.
Stay in the dirt. I'm glad you threw that disclaimer out there, because I was like, whoa, I ain't listening to this
fucking right.
NBA no more. Never heard you talk like that.
Hey, that was going to top the Steph loses to Heat and suffers his heartbreak shit that I always fuck you with every year. That was going to top that shit.
That's a good segue to the Steph MVP talks. He looked decent last night. I watched a couple of Mike. You on the ball, man?
I was saying my money is on Luka Doncic. I caught him at +500. So Shane, we partying June, July, or October, whenever this shit ends. But
I like it. I like that bet. You got 5-1.
I'm pretty sure I told DJ though, and correct me if I'm wrong, if it wasn't you, I said healthy Steph is like gonna be like right in the running for MVP, and I said that the day that Clay got hurt, I was like he healthy and he got and he's gonna get James Wiseman when he did. I mean that pick and roll gonna be some other shit, and then Draymond's gonna have a much better season because Steph is back, so he's gonna be in his facilitator bag like that motherfucker Steph. He might average 33 to 35 points. Like it all depends on Wiseman. Because if Wiseman is trying to score, he won't score as much, I think. I think James Wiseman is going to be really good. Like, I mean, I'm really excited for dude. But, yeah, I think Steph definitely – I didn't see the games you were talking about, Kawhi. I didn't see it. But I think Steph is, like, right there, like, dark horse. And it's crazy calling a two-time MVP, the first undisputed MVP, a fucking dark horse. Because it's Lucas to lose. Like, hey, I'm down here in Dallas, you know what I'm saying? So I'm drinking the fuck out this Kool-Aid.
All the Kool-Aid.
Picking it.
Yeah, he's a favorite now. Luka the favorite now.
You need a little bit more sugar in that Kool-Aid, brother.
Hey,
you're gonna need some more sugar in that Kool-Aid. It ain't happening this year. Next year. So before
I move on, I wanted to get to this point with the previous conversation. You saying that about Steph being a two-time MVP and calling him a dark horse candidate. Would you say that he's probably still one of the most underrated? Like, it's hard to give him that category because we've seen him be so great.
It's like with LeBron, like we all see how great LeBron is. What's his year 18, yeah. 19, 20 now? And it's like, it's still motherfuckers that just don't give him his props. Like, they'll talk about the flopping or the free throw misses or the clutch, which the numbers prove the motherfucker is clutch in the clutch moments. Like, the numbers prove it.
Or the finals from 9 years ago against Dallas.
Yeah, which, I mean, being in Dallas, that's all the motherfuckers talk about. But, like, so I think it's like a smaller version of that choir. Like, we've seen it. He did it back to back. They won 73 fucking games. And it's like, hey, I don't know if he going to win this shit. I don't know. You know, so I think it's like a favorite overdog. I don't know what to call that. Like, it's like, you know this dude, what he's capable of, but you just don't want to believe. But I like him. I like him winning this year, especially Klay gone.
Did you guys see the top 10 NBA players list from ESPN?
I seen it to like 12 or 13, yeah. But I didn't see that.
Yeah, rattled. You got it in front of you? Rattle it off. I saw it, but I don't really remember.
Number 10, we got Nikola Jokic.
Okay.
Number 9, James Harden. Number 8, Stephen Curry. Number 7, Damian Lillard. Number 6, Kevin Durant. That seems too low. Number 5, Kawhi Leonard. Number 4, Luka Doncic. Number 3, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number 2, Anthony Davis. And you know who number 1 is. You agree with it?
Hell no.
I don't think there was anything that egregious.
Yeah. Hey, Kawhi not a top 10 player?
Number 5.
They had him 5. They had him 5.
Oh. Okay.
I think Luka.
Oh, I thought you said KD. I thought you said KD.
KD was 6. KD
6. Oh, okay. I think Luka don't know. KD and Kawhi is
that's about
is questionable.
I don't know if AD number 2. Like, he in a good situation. He's a great player.
Are we all saying?
I don't know. He's
number 2. So let me ask you this: are we all saying that KD's Achilles is a big factor?
He's 7 foot tall, and he's coming off an Achilles injury. There is no precedent for somebody like that coming back and dominating again, especially for somebody that plays an athletic game like him. He's not a back-to-the-basket player. I mean, I don't think he's going to fall off, but unfortunately, I think it's a legit possibility that we've seen the best of KD. Like, it's he's still going to be a very good player.
It's been a year and a half.
So, yeah, I mean, you miss a lot of game time. That could catch up with you.
I mean, he's healed, though, is what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I'm not saying he's not going to heal, but.
And rested. Like, he my dark horse for MVP. Because I think Luka probably will win it. They're already talking about it. So then, you know,
the narrative.
Narrative works. But I think KD, if they have a good season, they play well. People going to get tired of voting for Giannis. People going to not vote for LeBron. So then. Like, you got to look at other people, because you can have the same season back to back, but then people would just stop voting for you just because. And then the what Kyrie said, the media's pawns. But like, no, they just I think once they start saying the story about who they think is going to be it, all they got to do is like do what they do and they're going to get it. So like Luka, they basically saying like he's a favorite, but I think if the Nets finish top 2 in the East, they playing well. I don't think the Mavericks are going to finish top 2 in the West. I don't know. KD might get it. That's if he's back to himself. And him being 80, 90% of himself is still better than pretty much everybody else, with the exception of a couple of guys. Sure. Like, I mean, 7 feet, shooting, handling, defense. Like, I mean, he like one of one.
Mike, do you think that the internet cyberbullied Giannis and the staying in Milwaukee?
He tweeted 2017 he got loyalty in his DNA. So maybe they held him to that. I don't know.
You think it's a good Milwaukee move?
Who coming to
like Milwaukee? Did y'all see those stories though about their meeting?
Yeah, well, how he released the text and
all. Yeah.
Wait,
like, what?
Like, show me the money because I can leave.
Yeah, like, who leaked that? It was only 3 people at the meeting. Like, how did that get out?
That's wild.
It's like he can dominate the Eastern Conference regular season. That's all he's gonna do though. And like, Giannis is my favorite player right now. But like the way I look at Luka, I'm like, he's going to win a championship one day. Mark Cuban gonna make that shit happen. They're gonna win a championship. They may win multiple with him. That's how special he is to me. Giannis is like, he's special because he's really good at the shit he does. He's like the best finisher in the NBA. He's great defensively. Like, he's the best damn near at the shit that he's good at. But the shit he's not good at, that three-point, that perimeter game, and then the supporting cast around him not strong. Like, he don't have a Kyrie Irving with him like LeBron did. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't just go cold. Middleton is great, but he's not that. He don't have that. So it's just like, I don't know who's coming. I don't know what he knows, what NBA players he talked to. I don't think he's one of them type of guys. I don't know who coming to Milwaukee, man. So as far as winning championships, no, it's not a good move for him at all. As far as dominating, he's going to dominate the East every year. They're going to be the Raptors of the East every year. They're going to finish first, second. He can get all these awards and shit. No championships.
That's a bad omen right there. Shane, was it a good move?
Hey, but the Raptors won, though.
Yeah. Yeah, without DeRozan.
I mean, but they got there, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you saying he did. Yeah,
I'm saying they're going to be like DeRozan's Raptors.
Oh, DeRozan Raptors.
Yeah. With no LeBron against them.
Yeah. I mean, and another thing is like, you know, just because he signed there, I mean, look at the way the NBA works now. Guys force their way out of situations they don't like. What's to say 2 years from now, like Mike just said, he does the same thing. They roll through the East. They play well. They lose in the conference championship. They lose in the finals. They just can't get over the hump. Maybe he decides, all right, I'm out of here. And he will force his way out, and there will be teams lined up at the door giving him the Anthony Davis offer. So, I mean, you know, it's a nice story that he's staying there and everything, but I don't think it really means
– good marketing move.
Yeah, I don't think it really – I mean, he got the Supermax, got the most money he could. And I don't know. Maybe I'm a bigger – believer in the Drew Holiday trade than other people. I think he's a really good player. And I think, like, you know, you put him in a situation with, you know, surrounding him with Middleton and Giannis and the rest of the shooters and the team that they have. I think this is the year they stay healthy. Milwaukee is going to win the East. Championship, probably not. But I do think they can, this is as confident as I've been, I guess you could say, that they're going to get over the hump and win the East.
PJ, you agree?
I don't give a fuck about Milwaukee. I mean, Shane hit it, you know, or Mike, one of y'all, both of y'all did. He, until Giannis develops more of a perimeter game, his game is his weaknesses are more exposed, like a James Harden is in the playoff. His weakness gets exposed at a larger scale, and you can scheme against him a lot better. So I think it's hard for him to not take that max deal, because he's been the best player in the league for 2 years, and he got hurt this year in the bubble. So, you know, the timeliness of his contract sucks, because he hasn't been through enough defeat to say I'm worried about what Milwaukee's gonna do. So, but to Shane's point, you know, after 2 or 3 years, he could be like, fuck this. Like, this ain't working. I want out. Y'all haven't done it. I gave you enough time. It's not working. But he's got to eventually make drastic changes to his game. He's gonna have to develop the 20 footer and out. And that's when you'll see the difference of how dominant of a player he can be. But in the meantime, like I said, I'm with whoever said Drew Holiday is a hell of a pick. I think that's a great addition. I think come playoff time, they're gonna be able to lock some teams down. But will they be able to score enough buckets to win a championship out the East? Yes. You know, I can see Boston giving them some trouble, but I don't think they can win a championship. They can't beat the LA team constructed the way they are right now.
I got a question for all of you. So what you just said, it made me think, like, everybody keeps saying the same thing about Giannis. Well, you know, he's got to develop that shot. Who was the last, like, star player that was really only missing an outside shot that that actually came to be true. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, he Jason went Kidd. And, okay, like, went and developed that shot and got, you know, because I remember that people used to say that about John Wall. People used to say that about Derrick Rose. They never kind of really did. Jason so, like,
Kidd, no. Westbrook, they said about him, too.
Yeah, and he's, yep, Westbrook. And he just never really did. I mean
LeBron they said did. That about Bron. Yeah, that says about Bron. And then Rose has been shooting it better because that's mostly because he's scared to go to the rim because he don't want to get hurt. So then he has been shooting it better. But consistently, probably Jason Kidd or LeBron, to be honest. Like,
but even just beyond the shooting part, it's just that weakness that you knew that they needed to add to their game. It did get it. Like LeBron, you know, we talk about LeBron with the shot, but also people wanted to see LeBron in the post more. And when he got to Miami, that's what he did. And they're like, damn, this version of LeBron is crazy.
And
this version of LeBron is crazy. And as he started to develop that shot too, now you know there's no way in the world we can guard this man. So, you know, Giannis, his back to the bucket is good, but there's ways that he can still create his own shot on the wing and like I said, take his game out a little bit further.
We're also talking about another year where teams have scouted you and they know the ways to stop you now. So
like Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin has probably the best step back three in the NBA right now. And like I don't know who watches Piston games or not, but like dude probably has
Luka?
He's developed Blake his outside Griffin, shot, but he took too long to do it though.
Luka might have the best step back three I've ever
Mike,
seen.
Please don't pull Apprentice right now, bro.
I am blowing my record and saying that. Have y'all seen it?
What I'm saying is that
you would have never seen that for Blake Griffin game 5-6 years ago. Yeah. You would have never thought that. And one thing people always say about Blake, and I'm a Blake Griffin fan, so I like him. But like they always said, man, when he gets up in age, he ain't gonna be shit because he can't do all that.
Ain't done no more, yeah.
But you start to lose your athleticism, right? You got nothing to fall back on.
Last year he was an all-star. He played all-star ball. Now, granted, it's the East, but he was still playing all-star ball. And it's like that step back three had a lot to do with his usefulness on the court. It's like he gets on the contender. Motherfuckers gonna be like, where the fuck did this come from? Because they'll be actually watching them play. So, like Shane, like that could be somebody who lives up to that. If he plays for an actual meaningful game, that could be somebody to answer that question too. I just think more often than not,
it does.
Like
happen.
guys who they say, okay, well, if he develops his shot, if, and they just don't. So right. I mean, we might be looking at, you know, this might be just who Giannis is. And that's not to say he's not a great player, but you know it's gonna be hard to win in the postseason if you know he doesn't take that next step. But he's gonna have to surround himself with more.
But even like a center like Brook Lopez, like remember like he was like super soft in the post, and then they was like, well, what are we gonna do now? Buddy be out there shooting threes,
rainbow threes.
So he not like a star player.
Started shooting threes this year. Rondo Lopez shooting corner threes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it got to be ways to for that to happen on like a consistent level. But I think with the Bucks, it's their talent, like Mike said. And then for me, it's coaching. Like I don't think Bud has put them in a position to consistently win, and they get out coached. So then teams know what they do. They don't run from it, and then Middleton don't step up when he need, or Bledsoe just be out there running through the motions, or something happen. So if Giannis not killing, all right, what else is next? And then like Mike said, he don't got that one dude that's special. I like Jrue Holiday, but I don't know if he might be special enough to get them to the finals, but I don't know. Like you could put the first five seeds in the East in a hat, pull one out, and then they win, and then I'll be okay with it because I don't see like none of these teams like pulling away from it. It's really like a toss up to me.
Yeah, coaching does matter. Budenholzer is an idiot. Remember in that series against Miami, he was playing. You know, seriously, Giannis was playing like 34 minutes a game. Remember that? Like he was emptying the bench. They were playing like 11 guys in a playoff game. Who does that?
Remember that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, coaching absolutely matters.
Yeah, like I don't think he's ever in a good position. Yeah, and I feel
outcoach anybody. Yeah, Nick Nurse. It's some guys out there that outcoach the hell out of you.
You think Popovich and Spo the best two coaches of the last decade?
No, I don't like Spo, but he did good this year.
Ooh, last decade.
Y'all just said fuck Steve Kerr. Huh? That shit don't count.
Everybody be like anti-Warriors. I be forgetting about it.
Yeah, get him out of here.
They said get he can't coach.
So what did Spo do that Steve Kerr didn't do?
The only thing that Steve Kerr ever did right was that he wasn't as dumb as Mark Jackson.
He was not as dumb as
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson isn't a coach, he's a preacher. It's a big difference.
Yeah, right. Kerr wasn't running Bible study at halftime. He said, "Here, you guys run off the screen."
Get Mark a job. Get him back.
Hit her out the park. No
question. Keep his ass on TV.
We got some predictions. Mike, you said Blake was the best step back. We gonna play that clip a lot. And every time he hit one, it's coming out. Who you got for MVP, you said?
Luka Doncic.
Luka. P-Jack. You said that Shaq was comparable to James Harden. I'm never listening.
I didn't say he was comparable. I'm talking about
the niggas. It's just like Shaq.
I said the niggas' work ethic. I said him being lazy, coming into a season, not caring. That's what I said.
James Harden. James Harden put on a couple pounds. Now he's a fan. That's crazy.
That was out of pocket, dude. Seriously, apologize.
I already gave my disclaimer. Fuck
yeah. Who you got for MVP?
I don't give a fuck about the MVP. So we ain't even played a fucking game yet. LeBron James.
LeBron James. Shane.
Luka, my dark horse is Devin Booker.
DJ.
I'll say COVID-19. My dark horse is Luka.
Who's the dark horse?
Luka.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you, Devin Booker, how much you think he gonna score this year with CP?
A lot.
You say MVP. You think he gonna average over 30? You think he can average 30?
I mean,
they got Aiden too.
No way.
Aiden's going up for sure. But
that team, I think, like that team is going to be good like right away. Like they're gonna contend quickly.
Everybody talking about Booker. The dude is gonna be DeAndre Ayton. He the one that's gonna take the next step with Chris Paul.
Yeah,
that's gonna
Paul
be the,
helps.
He gonna be the
Paul,
right.
All his bids, but
he gonna be the difference.
Never played with a fucking facilitator like this. Like he gonna have looks he never had before.
That I am excited to watch Phoenix Suns basketball this year. That's gonna be a really fun team to watch.
What is it, 1993 again? We'll wrap up the NBA with my favorite, your favorite game show.
What's up, everybody?
Take a guess. Now, a lot of people play this on Fridays.
What's up, everybody?
On my channel.
What's up, everybody?
Shameless self-promotion right now. We're going to play an NBA version and take a guess with you guys.
What's up, everybody? We want
to see who has the most sports knowledge. So you ain't got to wait to buzz in. None of that stuff. I'm going to ask a question. First answer correct. We're going to do 10 questions. What player has the most career assists?
John Stockton.
P-Jack with 100 points. You got to keep your own score because I'll be forgetting. What team drafted Kobe Bryant?
Charlotte.
Shane with 200 points. What team has the best record in one season?
Warriors.
I think Mike got that first.
We'll give it to Mike.
I think I heard Mike said Warriors. I heard him. What player has won the most regular season MVPs?
Michael Jordan.
Bill Russell? No.
Kareem?
Yeah, Kareem and Michael. Six. Six, because Mike got five because they was hating on him. Kareem.
Shane, you have 600 points. Mike has 300. P-Jack has 200. And DJ, you out here assed out right now. What team holds the record for most consecutive NBA titles?
Austin.
Boston
is correct.
Yeah. Mm.
Shane on his job. Who is the only player to win two NBA championships as a player coach?
Bill Russell.
Magic Johnson.
Bill Russell is correct. PJ on the board. Is that 700? That's 700.
Shane, I'm up to saying Bill Russell for like the last four answers.
Shane, you got nine.
Whenever he was right, though.
Listen, listen, when I be playing this shit, live when it go, I be trying to calculate the scores, and you want to talk about horrible at math. What's up, everybody? I be putting it in the chat, and I know they be looking at me crazy, like, this motherfucker can't add to save his life. Who is the shortest player of all time?
Muggsy Bud Webb.
Oh. Who did you say? Spud Webb?
Damn. I said Spud.
Nah, it's Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. Damn. Dang, that's 1600, I think. 1700. That was 800. What player has the most assists in one game?
Scott Skiles.
Scott Skiles.
DJ said Scott first. Okay.
20 of them motherfuckers, right? Yeah. It's still 20.
30. It was 30, right?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, 30 of them things.
Last question. The game's out of reach. Shane's taking it home, but who is the lowest seeded team to win the NBA title?
Houston Rockets.
No! DJ. Houston Rockets.
In one of those Hakeem teams?
Yep. 94. They were the sixth.
Were they the sixth?
Yeah.
Fifth or sixth,
yep. Wow, yeah. Okay.
You know, if you go back and look at a lot of old NBA brackets, it's a lot of weird ass shit like that. Like, it'll be like a 4 seed won it all or some shit, but they didn't feel like a 4 seed. You know?
What was the first 8 to win? Wasn't it like the
Denver and Seattle?
Seattle. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had I think like the upsets, like the We Believe Warriors, the Spurs lost 1 year. They was fucking 1 seed, lost 1 year. Like, it's crazy shit.
I'm having TPS flashbacks. The NFL playoff picture is taking shape or whatever. Packers annihilated the Lions. It wasn't as close as the score. That Marvin Jones catch was a catch. I ain't never seen no shit like this before.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that was a catch. That was a catch. I ain't.
Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. FTP.
MVP.
FTP, the MVP. What do you guys see going into week 15? What games are interesting at least?
Kansas City, New Orleans. That one intrigues me because Kansas City beats New Orleans and Green Bay wins, then they'll have a two-game lead for the 1 seed. And, you know, it looks more likely that the NFC playoffs will have to go through Lambeau. Even though this is the worst possible year because there's no home field advantage. So it's, but you do get the advantage of obviously having, you know, one team get a bye this year as opposed to two. But, I mean, Green Bay's got a soft schedule. They got Carolina at home. They got Tennessee at home. And then they're on the road against Chicago. They went out. They're the 1 seed. They'll be favored in every game. So it's looking like that's what it's going to be.
Is there a game on today? I got to check.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Raiders and Chargers tomorrow.
But it's a game Saturday, though. Two games Saturday.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Is Josh Allen for real?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
I used to clown that dude so much. They was trying to run all them stories about him when he was in Wyoming and shit. Then they put him on prime time. He didn't do shit. It was just like, what are y'all seeing? And this motherfucker is for real.
I know.
Yeah, Buffalo.
I know.
Shit, even the playoff game last year.
Uh-oh. The lateral, dog. it was like that playoff game for everybody that doubted that motherfucker. It was like, yeah, I told you we was right, motherfucker. I told you. And it's like, this motherfucker is like, he white Lamar Jackson, like for real, but like a better arm. But he's like really white Lamar Jackson. It's like any white motherfucker, any white boy listening to this, if you want to look up to Lamar Jackson, but you can't because he's black, look up to Josh Allen. He's the same guy.
I thought Taysom Hill was white Lamar Jackson.
No, he Tebow.
He Tebow.
Yeah, he's Tebow. I like,
Gumbo.
Yeah, I like
that. Gumbo.
Gumbo Tebow.
Gumbo Tebow.
Get on my ear.
Fuck God, this is gonna do voodoo over here. Take some hair.
Baker.
Yeah, get it.
Baker. Big turn.
Yeah, I don't like dude. I'm not a fan. At one point, he had more commercials than touchdown passes. So, like, like he got all these national spots, and they sucked last year. So, I was wondering, like, what did they see in him, like, losing last year? Like, I mean, that's it.
He got a body.
Like, but look, though. Lamar Jackson, MVP. Have you seen a Lamar Jackson thing? But I've watched 18 Baker Mayfield commercials, different ones at that. Like Hulu got last sports.
Never between being the number one pick and you know last round pick, no matter how.
But you the MVP though. Like you the reigning MVP.
The highest man, first overall pick. That shit lasts at least they give at least 3 years. Your memory mobility is still high. Like,
but you play for the Browns.
He's white, DJ. He's white. You should know that.
NFL is racist, man.
Have you heard Lamar Jackson talk shit?
It don't matter. It don't. Kawhi got commercials. He don't talk. Kawhi got commercials. That nigga can sit there and
sound like us. Shit.
It don't matter.
Are you trying to?
It don't matter, man.
Trying to say that we shouldn't be having commercials? This is anti-black.
You saying Lamar Jackson do wear like sniper gang chain and shit like? He might not be the most marketable guy. Let him wear the sunglasses. I'm sure Oakley giving his ass a bag for them shades. Like,
Gotta be.
DJ say, fuck that. I want him on Hulu commercials.
Is there any game out here that you guys are like, I don't really think football matters now until the playoffs. I mean, you're talking about
playoff implications, baby. Bears Vikings.
Yeah. So it's all about seeding at this point. Pretty much, we know who's making the playoffs.
We're still in the hunt.
Well, it's still a couple of teams that still got to win out, though. Like the thing about this year is that all the teams got to play the whole rest of the season, like because it's still close. Even Kansas City, they still got to play out. Like they can't lose because the Steelers could still get it. And then you got like you know 6-7 seeds, and then you got the 8 seeds. Like everybody still gotta play. Like, you can't be out here thinking that it's sweet. You mess around and lose to a sorry team. Now, you were second. I mean, you went from the second seed to, like, a sixth seed, and that was just a little bit different. Like, so, that's something that's going to be, you know, fun down the stretches, seeing, like, who actually going to put their foot on the pedal and who going to be out here tweaking.
The Steelers not winning a playoff game. I'll go on record and say that now. They're going home quickly.
Probably. Yeah. And I told Mike, like, Ben going to turn that ball over. Yeah, I told him, Ben going to turn that ball over. When they need it, he going to turn the ball over. But I didn't expect for their wideouts to be dropping as many passes. They, like, hella talented. But then I think since, like, week 8, they have not been able to run the ball. Or maybe, like, week 6 or something. They have not been able to run the ball. And that's been the biggest thing because – they not even using flash and pass. Ben just throwing the ball 45 times. Like they ain't even attempting flash and pass.
Right there.
It's because he's too fat to turn around after faking the handoff. They're not winning, dude. We talked about this last week. That fat rapist. You can't do that dink and dunk shit and win in January. You just can't. Like they're done. He looks completely washed, and it couldn't happen to a bigger piece of shit too. I've long despised Roethlisberger, and I just. Like the past that he, I mean, no, you want to talk about DJ's point about the NFL being racist? The motherfucker raped a chick and got suspended for it. And nobody cares. Like nobody cares.
He had another case right after that.
Yep. And he cut like, the check and that was
and
it.
Like that's, and man, that's
I mean,
crazy.
Like it's insane. Like nobody ever talked. The only person that ever like tweets about it, about him being a rapist is me. Like nobody ever talks about that anymore. Seriously. It's Shane, insane.
I'm gonna follow sucks. You so you can get those retweets up because I agree. Like,
yeah,
like,
it was two rapes. It wasn't just one rape. It was two rapes.
Yes, right. Yes, serial. So then that's a like he's a serial rapist. Like,
yeah,
like, and then there's like nobody has really.
He always had a milk carton.
Yeah, it's like man, I don't know. It's crazy.
P-Jack, you looking forward to anything in week 15?
No, I don't give a fuck about the NFL. 49ers suck. To be honest, the one team I'm kind of paying attention to is the Dolphins. I think they got a tough stretch to end the season. I want to see if they can win out one or two of those games.
Oh, you got Dolphins or Ravens getting that last spot?
I think it's going to be the Ravens. But isn't the Dolphins the division leader? No, it's Buffalo.
Oh, it's
my
Buffalo.
Bad. No. Yeah, so that's why I mentioned the Dolphins. I want to see if they can hold off
Baltimore in those last three games. And I don't think they can. If you could look up their last three games, I think they got a pretty brutal stretch. And I don't think, you know, they play good ball all year long, and I think they're going to end up missing out. So that's probably the team I'm going to be watching the last 3 weeks and see what they can do, if they can squeeze in that last playoff spot.
So let's get to the real reason why we're here. It's Christmas. It doesn't feel like Christmas. It feels more like a pandemic. What do you guys got planned for the holiday season?
Can I get my piece out real quick? Let me let loose. This has been the worst fucking Christmas I have ever experienced in my life. And let me explain why. I have been trying to purchase my children a PS5. This has been the biggest fucking failure of my life. I have been on Walmart, Best Buy, Meijer, Target. Every fucking week, the bots are just killing me, eating me up. PlayStation will put out a queue every day. I get in there, I wait for hours, I get the notification, PlayStation is gone. This Christmas is fucking ruined. I almost came home and kicked over my fucking tree. I hope my kids look at me and be like, "We're fine with what we got. I'm sorry, we didn't. It's okay."
What a failure. This nigga's a failure. Like how you not get your kids a PlayStation? What a failure.
PlayStation, boom, PlayStation not fucking happening. Boom my ass. Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Boss got
your ass. Because I want the PS5 too, so I ain't going to put him in the dirt, man. I want that bitch too.
Put that nigga ass in the
that's
dirt.
That's where we at right now. P-Jack's Christmas wish is to just get a link to a working link to a PlayStation 5. What happened with Walmart today? It was gone?
It was yesterday. So they dropped. Best Buy had a run yesterday. They told customers, hey, at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it's ready. Fucking shit didn't happen until 2 hours later. It was there and gone. Walmart dropped at like 1, gone in like minutes. Fucking re-popped up at 3 o'clock. The bitches was going at 3:01.
I said that's playing with y'all. That's
I'm
crazy.
Done. But yeah, they fucking. I'm like, I'm done. I'm
they playing
done.
With
I'm
y'all. Not doing that shit no
more. So yeah. Fuck Christmas and fuck Sony.
That's okay. So Shane, what do you got planned for Christmas?
Nah, man, fuck Christmas. I don't give a fuck, dude. Just end this whole year. End 2020.
Start over.
Shoot the fucking vaccine in my arm. Let's get this shit over with. Let's get the warm weather back around here. I don't give a fuck. Santa Claus, none of that shit. Just wrap it up. I'm going to hang out with we're going to go to my brother's house, just immediate family with the kids, have them open some presents, smoke some weed, eat some food, go home, and get this shit the fuck over with.
I mean, I wouldn't call it.
You asked me a question, I answered.
You're right. It sounds like a great plan, man. I hope you have a good one. DJ, you got anything planned?
Just chilling with my family, and then me and Mike supposed to be going to the sports book. So probably just watching basketball the entire day. That's about it.
Mike.
Yeah, I was pulling the Christmas schedule up. Yeah, DJ said it for me, though. We're going to shoot to the book. Hopefully, I put my fucking life savings on Warriors-Bucks. Thinking Bucks first half maybe or something. And then I can save Christmas. If not, sorry, kids. We'll try again next
year. Don't be like that dude at the Browns game. Don't be like that dude at the Browns game. I think he had him plus, what, 3.5
plus
or whatever?
Three?
Yeah, dude, be like buddy at the Browns game. Folks was in the stands crying.
Hey,
like he was in there.
Hey, this episode of The Simpsons. Hey, Santa's little helper.
Hey, it's the year 2020, man. Shit, high risk, high reward. Fuck it. You want to go on in 2021? You want to have a better year? You got to put that shit on the line. Dude.
Hey, always bet on black, my brother. Yo, okay, so we had like a Christmas gift off here. And in my possession, greatest video game ever, Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo. What's one thing that you always wanted growing up that you didn't get for Christmas?
Damn.
For me, it was whatever pair of Jordans is coming out. That's why we buying them bitches now. But like, yeah. my parents were fair. Like, we were poor, but we were fair. It was like, yeah, we'll get your ass some Jordans, but you're not getting shit else. Or you can get these games, the extra controller for your friend to play with you. Like, you got me bad shit for motherfuckers don't even live here. Yeah, you can get that shit. So yeah, it was always J's and shit for me. Like, whatever them Christmas Jordans was to come back to school with and shit, that's what it was for me.
Yeah, same thing. It's gotta be Jordan. I mean, it's, you know, my parents tried to get us everything we could, but like Mike said, you get something expensive, nigga. This is the only thing your ass did. Don't ask me for shit else the rest of the year. So
that's gotta be drama for every black kid. Cause every black kid wanted a pair of J's or something that they couldn't get growing up. Like my whole life, as soon as I get some money, my first thought is, damn, I want some J's. DJ, what's the one thing that you always wanted growing up?
Man, I hate to, you know, sound like, you know, stereotype, but yeah, probably like some Jordans. Cause like, if it was like a video game, we'll get that, but like, that'd be it. Like, that'd be like the main thing that we get, and then we'll get a couple of different little toys or whatever, but ain't nothing like that feeling coming back to school. You got your fresh fit on, and then you got them J's. I ain't really had that feeling, but I mean, I guess that feeling would have been good.
All right. Damn. I got some J's once for Christmas. I'll get them for the summer,
but like the summer different, cause like, yeah, man, you would wear them and then they be dead, you know, cause you a kid, and then we actually played outside. But like I ain't ever get the Christmas ones, so like you could wear them back to school when the New Year start. That's a different feeling versus you will get that one pair that'll last you for the summer, and if you a kid, you like to play outside. Them boys dead by the time you going back to school, so like the feeling of it was just different.
I got
the timing of it.
I got the Carolina Blue 11s for one Christmas. Mm. I played basketball in them bitches one time and ruined them.
You know what I always wanted? I always wanted, I could never get it, was the you guys remember, this is years ago, the basketball where you had to, where you pull the thing out and pump it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted that, and like for some reason I always wanted that, and I don't remember if they just discontinued it, and we could never find one, but I always wanted it and never could get it. Like kids would bring it to like the, you know, the gym we played at, and I always wanted my own, even though like looking back it was fucking trash. But like as a kid, I always wanted that.
You wanted to pump that bitch up.
Hell yeah! I always wanted. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
It's called the infusion.
Yeah.
It's called the infusion. I had to go get it up.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, we had one of them bitches at school. It was one of them.
Yeah, we did too.
The trash balls they get in the freshman team and shit. Yep. We had one of them bitches, and it like that bitch did not work. It was like that bitch. Like,
no, it was bootleg. I always wanted it.
Unlock it and pump that bitch. It is like it didn't even work. But that's a good one though, Shane. Because I wanted that bitch too.
What's the best? What's the best gift you ever got, Shane?
I mean, nothing I could really like.
I thought you would say weed at least.
I don't know. Nothing special. I just, you know, I was a normal kid. Just wanted to get, you know, Xbox shit, clothes, jerseys, shoes, stuff like that. Oh, you know what? That's a lie. The best thing I ever got was those original Tracy McGrady shoes.
Oh my God, I love
that. You remember those back in the day? I remember. That's what it was. I got those for one Christmas. I got the all blue ones.
Yeah, with the
gray stripes. Oh my God,
gray stripes. Yeah,
yep, those were fire.
Listen, you want to talk about so many egregious three pointers pulled up, just like hitting fucking the top of backboard, the side of the backboard. But I would fucking jog back down court like that bitch is going in. PJ, best gift you got? I can't believe this nigga said James Harden.
Stop. You know, this is crazy. Everybody remember the game NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Everybody played NBA Jam, but you know, they came out with a different version. It was called NBA Showtime.
Oh, I remember that. I think that
was fire. Hell yeah.
And you know, we there's like this community black neighborhood park we everybody go to play ball, but there's like an indoor, you had to do read books and play video games, and NBA Jam was always the game, so kids would always want to light up and play that shit. And there was one year my mom bought everybody gifts, and I never asked for anything. And she bought me a stereo, and my dad thought it was his. And he got excited, so she didn't want to renege on it and gave it to him.
Renege.
And so I really didn't have anything. And she bought me NBA Showtime. So I'm looking at this like, what the fuck is this? Like, I like this bootleg looking shit. And I put it in. I don't know if it was Sega or PlayStation. I don't know what the fuck it was. And I was like, oh shit, this is like NBA Jam. This is live.
Yo, that game was cold.
I was geeked up. I was like, a bad Christmas turned quick to a good one.
I thought I remember playing that on Nintendo 64. No.
No, that was PlayStation.
Was it
PlayStation? PlayStation and
I swear I remember.
Yeah, it came out on 64.
It came out on 64.
Yeah.
You're right.
On little cartridges.
Yep, I remember the car. It's like the ball on fire or something.
Something like that. Yep.
Yep. Man, DJ, best gift.
Nintendo 64. Like when it first, that was probably like the best gift with a couple of different games, couple of different controllers. So like, yeah, that was probably like the best.
Mike.
Man, GTA San Andreas. I played a lot of games and shit growing up, but when I got that game, like that bitch, like I begged my mom for a motherfucking memory card. I was like, I can't do this keeping the game on shit no more. Like I have to save this bitch. This shit is the shit. I spent hours playing that shit, and like it was just fun. Like that, I only really played sports games and fighting games. So that was like the first like real game I sat in trying to beat that bitch and all that. I 100% of that bitch. I found everything, pulling out the game magazines and shit and all that. So yeah, that was mine.
Do you guys remember the robot that read the questions to you and you had to do the trivia?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. It wasn't.
Because it was like a...
It was what like was a record player.
Yeah, what was the thing that Kevin McAllister had at Home Alone?
The talk
it was
boy.
The net. Yeah, it was like...
The talk boy, yeah. Yeah. Right. I love that. I recorded over so much shit on that after I answered all the questions. I think that was probably one of my favorite gifts.
You got to find out what that shit called. We got to find that.
Best Christmas movie. I hate the diehard Christmas movie argument now, because it's like everybody does that just to bait, and now you get all these crazy Christmas references, and then now it's a Christmas movie. Like House Guest had that one scene that was around Christmas, and now that's a Christmas movie. Or Friday After Next. Friday After Next is a good Christmas movie. PJ.
Christmas movies in general are trash, but...
I don't want to live again.
I'm going to roll with Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
The original?
Yeah.
Daniel Stern. I think we should.
I mean, that's just fucking fantastic.
Daniel Stern is amazing. Him and Rookie of the Year and Bushwhacked. And Celtic Pride. Daniel Stern got a fucking
Celtic Pride. Celtic Pride is classic.
Yeah. DJ. Favorite Christmas movie?
No favorite, man. Just whatever's on, I'm watching. I can't think of something that I like look forward to watching every single year, but I do like watching Christmas movies around Christmas time.
PJ.
I got two. Home Alone, of course. There's no Christmas without watching that shit. And then, like Quan, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Liar Liar, because that nigga Jim Carrey. And when he played a Grinch, that shit be having me in tears. I find something new every time I watch that shit.
Mike.
So original Grinch Who Stole Christmas, but the Jim Carrey shit is good too. But we always used to watch the original Grinch. That was like one of the only motherfucking movies we had in the Christmas. We watched that bitch on replay along with Power Rangers Christmas. And then
Power Rangers Christmas?
That shit was lit.
I don't remember it. I'm going to have to find it.
You know, like, you a kid and shit, you watch whatever. So I was watching the Christmas time and all type of shit. Like,
teenage
in my Christmas bag real quick. But after that, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way, that's it.
Prentice talking about his struggle with the PS5 and shit. Like, that's like how this shit really like
Turbo Man.
Come on, the Turbo Man for shit. And Sinbad was in his bag in that movie. Sinbad was in his bag, and that motherfucker dressed up as Turbo Man at the end of the movie, and then he dressed up as his villain and shit. Like that shit is fire. Like
yo, the bomb scene really is fucking hilarious, dog. When he gave the cop the bomb, it's some sick this world. Jingle All the Way, the quintessential. Yeah. Christmas movie.
Hell yeah. So go watch that shit, Prentice. You won't feel bad about your PS5. I bet you didn't do shit.
That's a great metaphor right there. PS5 is Turbo Man.
Yeah, show that shit to them. If you can't get it, show them that shit. Like, imagine you want this shit like Turbo Man.
Oh, shit. I see that in so long. I'm about to watch that shit.
This felt good, man. It's a good episode. I'm glad we got the podcast back. I can't wait to see us take it to where to the heights that I know it can get to, where we all sitting around working with each other, sunny weather, making bread. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Really grateful for you guys and everything that you do. First Quantity Media check cleared. So we got more along the way, more coming. You guys got anything you want to wrap up with and say for Christmas?
Yeah, fuck James Harden. You know, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the nigga James Harden.
You can't. It's too late.
Merry Christmas to the nigga James Harden.
So much. We could be talking about anything, and well, this nigga P-Jack said James Harden.
you already do that shit with Eric Ebron. I see your
listen,
ass.
Listen, nigga. Every time I look on the timeline, I'm dancing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. I can't help it. DJ, anything? Say Christmas.
Appreciate you, Quan, and like just everybody stay safe and you know, let's keep rocking.
There we go. Appreciate you, man. Great addition to the pod. I gotta throw Mike some more for
yes, sir.
Shane,
been a shitty year, but
Shane, there's gotta be something positive, man.
Better times are on the way. Better times are on the way.
This what'd you say?
Better times are on the way.
Better times are on. This is the full circle moment when the white dude in the Christmas movie learns the real meaning of Christmas. Like, I'm giving you the full circle moment. You got to show up. What did you have any good experiences?
No.
All right.
2021's our year.
2021. Give me your money, y'all. 2021. Mike. Send us home.
Man, y'all, just be safe. Enjoy your time. Spend time virtually if you have to. Wash your motherfucking hands. Wear a goddamn mask. And we'll see y'all in 2021, baby.
There you go. And that's it for the Christmas edition of the Good Podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.